back in session. I'm on BOE 528.
Which one are you on?
BOE 528.
Okay.
Your call cannot be.
Didn't dial it fast enough. Oh, no, I dialed it wrong. Chris, this is David Akers of the Taney County BOE.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
I'm good. We've already talked with your partners in crime earlier. But
crime? You mean my cousin? Partners in crime.
Chris, on the one hand, we did help them by they had a change to residential on part of their property, so we get it back down to ag, but our challenge has been that it hasn't been assessed in so long that it hasn't been jumped up, and the land study that was done by the assessor's office seems to be in line with the developers, and it's really difficult to drop that value and be consistent with everybody. However, as I've told them, if they just, and they're already looking into this, if they just have some sort of ag production, whether that be a contract for hay, farming animal, something on the property,
right.
In future years, that rate for that piece of property is set by code of state regulations, so it's significantly less, but you have to have some production on the property. But right now, without production on the property, we feel like we're kind of hands are tied. So to be consistent with what we do with them, we probably have to make a motion to deny a change in value for this year, okay? But if you have proof of the agricultural production for next year, let the assessor know and they can get you changed on that.
Before December 31st.
Before December 31st is what I was just told, okay? And then with respect to yours, it wasn't changed to residential, was it?
No.
No? Okay, it's ag.
It is ag.
All right, so you're still going to get that low rate on ag, but it is on the percentage, but you still have fair market value issues. And as to BOE 528, I make a motion to deny change in class, or change in value.
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, and as I told them, Chris, if you feel like that the value that has been set is in excess of the fair market value of the property, there'll be instructions on the decision that you get within a couple of days that tells you how to go to the State Tax Commission to do the appeal. Okay?
Got it. All right. Thank you, David.
We do appreciate you owning in Taney County. Thank you. All right. We want to go to Steve's before we go to the MBSS. Want to do MBSS last?
Give me just a second here.
Do you have anything else besides those two?
Yes, we do. We have some stuff on the other end. I do think I want to take up BOE 87, which is one that it's not on your sheet. This is one that we did before. This is David and Terry Stewart. And this is one where they went up significantly. This is the property by the this is the property by the trailer park out on 248. And we determined that there was an easement to the land despite their claim of that. But and I've talked to the person who sold them that land as well, and topography is, it would be very difficult. The only flat part would be right down in the middle there, and then you're in the flood, kind of a flood area potentially. So I don't know if that's actual floodplain out there, but there's some flat part down in the middle of it, but that's about it.
How many acres is that?
26. I think it's 26.
24.
24 acres.
But that's like the one that you did in Bradleyville. They had the same...
Yeah.
Same kind of deal where it's flat in the middle?
When it does have access, I think what we did before was 2,500. In other words, when it has access, but it doesn't really have any developmental.
So, Jennifer, did that show a flood?
I don't know if it does or not.
No.
I don't think that's flood. In the middle there.
There's a ravine and a hillside, but there wasn't a flood.
Yeah,
zone.
It's a ravine.
It goes uphill.
And the other thing, the farther you get out on 248, the more I think it's kind of like a Marion Woods situation. If you go on 160, then you've got some pretty good values out there, but that one.
So
I think there's more.
What was this? What did you rule before, and what are you going to change it to?
We ruled before that it was at the
4356, like everybody
right.
else.
But we wanted to relook at this, given the topography and what we've done with some other properties. Is that my recollection? Did we do 3,000 or 2,500 an acre?
2,500.
Okay. As to this parcel, I'm going to make a motion due to the challenges in the topography and development and the location to reduce the value to 20. Well, I don't know how much that would be. How many acres is it? Huh? 24 even?
Yes. Just so you know, the assessor objects because we're trying to equalize everything.
I knew that would. I knew you would.
And this topography thing in Taney County is kind of a moot point.
Well, I agree. Out next to the lake, where a developer is going to build on a sheer cliff, it seems like.
Right.
But out here on 248, trying to get that kind of money per acre, I think that's difficult. And that's why we didn't change the other one with the location just a minute ago, because where that is and where this is are two different things. Plus, it has more buildable area. Okay, as to BOE 87, I would make a motion to amend our prior ruling to 25 to reduce the appraised value down to 60,000.
Second.
If I'm doing my math right.
24 acres, 60,000.
What page is that on?
It's not on.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Well, wait a second. That's not right. 2,500. Yeah, that is 60,000. As to VOE 87, I'll make a motion to amend our appraise value down to 60,000. You have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. So send them a new notice, please. We've got Trisons Holdings, that's all of and SMBZ is his as well. Trisons.
Oh, I don't think I looked at any SMBZ stuff.
I will have to look at that. There's just one of them that's stuck in there.
I don't remember seeing that.
It looks like all of the rest are either. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Was that his son's property?
Yeah, I think that's. I'm going to look. Yeah, it's BOE. I just saw it. 471. And yes, I think we did.
Yeah.
It does have, okay, in other words, there's houses on it now, but they just got done. Literally.
Oh, yeah, that was the one he told us, yeah.
So we just treat it like any other. In other words, once he starts building, he puts it under SMBZ property.
Right.
Okay. Right, and on his property, we don't count his house until he sells it to someone who's going to move into it.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and I had that one circled on here.
So it's just the land he's being valued at right now.
Yeah.
And 451 was the other one. He had two, 451 and 471, that we didn't do anything with. Because 512 was his son. So can we pull up 471?
That's SMBZ.
It is on his list of usable lots in their use.
But we didn't deny them in our first motion.
Correct. We didn't do anything with the units.
Okay.
Sense first to go through all those.
Well, if we think we're in a position to, I guess I really, you know, what I'd like to be able to tell him is.
Oh, I can tell you numbers.
In other words, the numbers for if everything stayed the same right now with what the assessor's done, what would that number be for all these lots? And with what we're getting ready to do, what would the number be? Yeah, I mean, don't you think that would probably be a.
So the
start with him
kind of thing. So the only thing that I added up were all the properties that I have marked as we're going to adjust that value, and that totaled $104,833, and it takes it down to $14,500. So that's a $90,000 savings right there.
Okay.
And then there's a couple that we're going to adjust, but the other ones would stay the same, so I didn't change those. I didn't add those in. Do we need to give him that number?
Okay. The other ones you didn't change.
Like the ones that everything around them was the exact same value.
Okay. And then are the lots that you can't get to?
Those are the ones that we've got marked
okay,
out.
Okay. But were we going to put them at 500?
I did them at 500.
You put them all at
that. That's what the 14.5 was for.
Okay.
That's 29 lots.
Okay. And so is that what I'm going to do, Jerry, if it's all right with you, I'll call him and you can explain what you did to him and say you're going to get down, you know, adding this all up. We're going to have to make a mass motion on this, but just give him an idea of what he's got. He's got 41, 21, and then the other 10 that he bought. Right?
So I went by what Stephanie gave me right here. I don't know
yeah,
how many. I don't know how many is on here, but literally went through every single one of them.
The one on the right?
Yeah, most of those you've already denied, but not all of them. That was that first day. Those were commercial properties.
So these have been rolled on. This is Marion Woods.
Yeah, this one was the Marion Woods one, which he bought those 10 together for 30 grand.
The top right, this thing.
Yeah,
but that's not what I went by. I went by that list she gave me. Yeah.
Okay, but he was really wanting us to put all those together anyway.
Yeah.
I mean,
which I don't think we should have.
But those numbers are in here. So in other words, like if you look at.
I mean, we're not going by his how much he paid at this point. We're just going by what the value.
Correct.
So,
like, if you look at this, like, BOE 452 is in there somewhere. There's 455.
I have a numerical.
452 is right here. Okay. Then 454 is in here, right here.
Yeah. So you've included all of them in your assessment.
Yes. Yes. They're all in here.
So the current values that are on them are going to go down significantly.
It depends. So like on that 452, that's one that it's a 31, and everyone around it was 31.
Right.
So it would that one would.
But I'm saying his total right now
is going to go down by at least right at 100,000.
Okay.
For appraised values.
At least. All right. Yeah.